December 22nd, 2013, Chaitanya Bhagavad Adi Kanda, Chapter 2, Text 17, continuing the descriptions of why Krishna advents in this world by Vrindavan Das Thakur, in preparation for explaining about the advent of the golden avatar of divine love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijam yaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat Arjun, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. Text 18. Parichanaya sadhanam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanartaya sambhavami juge juge. O Arjuna, to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as re-establish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium and millennium. Parichanaya sadhanam means to deliver the unalloyed devotees from the misery of their intense desire to see me. Parichanaya sadhanam, delivering the sadhus, by this statement, Sri Krishna means that he delivers his devotees from the distress of intense eagerness to see the Lord. Devotees are constantly remembering the Lord's form and qualities, and they have a strong desire to see Lord Sri Krishna, who thus manifests his enchanting form before them. Now, Vrindavan Das Thakur puts the same praman from Gita into his own language here. Next verse. Dharma parabhavahaya jakane jakane adamera prabalatta mare dine dine sarujana raksha dushta vinashakarane brahmadi prabhu prabhurapaya kare vigyapane. Whenever there is a decline in religious principles and irreligion becomes more prominent day by day, at that time the demigods headed by Brahma pray at the feet of the Lord to protect the sadhus and destroy the miscreants. Tabe prabhu juge dharma stapana karite sango pange avatirna hana prithivite. The Lord then appears in this material world with his associates and paraphernalia in order to reestablish the principles of religion. Establishing Dharma, Yuga Dharma Stapana, reestablishing the principles of religion, this is the function of the Naimittika Leela avatars. Kali Yuge Dharma Haya Hari Sankirtan Etadarte Avatirna Sri Shachi Nandan. The religious principle for Kali is congregational chanting of the holy names of Lord Hari. Sri Shachi Nandan incarnates to establish this principle. He Kahai Bhagavat Sarvatattvasar Kirtana Nimitta Gora Chandra Avatar. The Bhagavatam states that the Supreme Absolute Truth, Lord Gora Chandra, incarnates to propagate the chanting of the holy names. Sarvatattvasar. This is the essence of all the tattvas in the Bhagavad, Bhagavad Sarva Tattva Sar, the essence of all the tattvas is kirtan. This is the purpose of the Gaurachandra avatar. Gaurachandra avatar is the essence of all truths and the personification of Sankirtan. Gaurachandra is the personification of Sankirtan. Iti dvapara uravisha stuvanti jagadishvaram. Iti dvapara uravisha stuvanti jagadishvaram. Nana tantra vidanena kalavapi tata shinu. Krishna varnam trisha krishnam sango pangashta parshadam. Yagye sankirtana prayer yajanti hi sumedashaha. These are two verses quoted by Vrindavan Das Thakur, are from Vedavyas and Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 5, verse 31 and 32. O King Prakshit, in this way the people of Dwapara Yuga glorified the Lord of the universe, Jagadishvara. In Kali Yuga, people worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by following various regulations of the revealed scriptures, Tantra Vidanena. Now kindly hear this from me. In Kali, the intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, Sankirtan Yajna, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Commentary. Although Krishna appears as Gaura, in the eyes of his devotees he is Twisha, or of a lustrous blackish complexion. In other words, the devotees of Gauranga see Gauranga as Sri Shamsundara. Therefore, Sri Gaurasundara is Sri Krishna himself. In other words, Sri Krishna has appeared as Sri Gaurasundara. Therefore, the conclusion is that Sri Gaurasundara is Sri Krishna himself. Vedavyasa explains that the Angas of the Lord, Sanga Pangastra Parshadam, are called the Upangas, Astras, and Parshads. Kali Yuga Sarva Dharma Hari Sankirtan Sava Prak Kashilena Chaitanya Narayan. Lord Chaitanya inaugurated the congregational chanting of the holy names as the essence of all religious principles for the age of Kali. Narada Pantaratra says that in Kali people should simply chant the holy names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only the chanting of Harinam is undisputedly situated above all other processes of sadhana. Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. Kali Yuga Sankirtana Dharma Pali Bhare Avatirna Haila Prabhu Sarva Parikari. In Kali Yuga, the Lord incarnates with his associates in order to maintain the religious principles of Sankirtan. The word Sankirtan means loud congregational chanting of Tarak Brahma, the holy names that Tarana or Tarak deliver one. The Tarak Brahma names Hare Krishna and Ram, Hare Krishna and Ram, Rama, contain knowledge of one's eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. The holy names are compared with the bud of a flower. From the holy names, Sri Krishna's form, qualities, associates, and pastimes gradually unfold. That is why Namacharya Sri Thakur Haridas always chanted the Tarak Brahma Mahamantra for everyone's benefit. Many damsels from the sweet pastimes of Krishna Vrindavan have displayed their service to Gaur by accepting male bodies in Gaura's pastimes. Prabhura Agyaya Age Sarva Parikare Jamnan Lavilena Sabe Manusha Bitara. On the order of Lord Gauranga, all of his associates took birth in human society. Kiyanata Ki Shiva Varinshi Rishigan Jata Avatarera Pashada Aptagan Ananta Shesh Shivaji, Brahmaji, and various rishis and sages, and the associates of the Lord's previous incarnations, all took birth in Gaur Lila's great devotees. Bhagavata Rupe Janma Haila Sabhar Krishna Se Janena Janra Amshe Janma Janra. Janma Janra. Only Gaur Krishna knew which associate took birth as which devotee. Karo Janma Navadvipe Karo Chatigram Keha Rade Odradeshe Srihate Paschime. Some of Lord's eternal associates took birth in Navadvip, some in Chatigram, Radadesh, Orissa, Srihat, and in the West. Appearing in Navadvip was Gadadhar Pandit, Jagananda Pandit, Sadashiva, Gangadas, Shuklambara, Sridhar, Purushottam, Sanjay, Heranya, and Jagadish. Pundrik Vidyanidhi and Vasudev Dutt and Mukunda Dutt appeared in Chattigram. Nityananda appeared in Ekachakra. Nanastane avatirna hoila bhaktagan navadvipe asi haila sabara milan. Although the devotees of Gauranga appeared in different places, they all gathered in Navadvip. Sarva Vaishnavara Janma Navadvipa Dham Kon Mahapriya Dasara Janma Anyastan. Most of the Vaishnavas took birth in Navadvip, and some beloved associates appeared elsewhere. Shivas Pandit Arashiram Pandita Sri Chandrasekhar Deva Trailokya Pujita. Shivas Pandit, Sri Ram Pandit, and Sri Chandrasekhar are worshipped throughout the three worlds. Bhavaroga Vaidya Sri Murari Nama Janra Sri Hatta E Sabha Vaishnavara Avatara. Murari Gupta, who cures the living entities of the material disease, and Shivas Pandit, and Sri Ram Pandit, and Sri Chandrasekhar, they all took birth in a place called Srihat, somewhere near Assam. Everyone within 800,000 miles from where a Vaishnava appears or incarnates in this world is freed from all material conceptions. Pundarika Vidyanidhi Vaishnava Pradhan Chaitanya Vallabhadatta Vasudevanam Chatigrame Haila Inha Sabara Parakash Bhudane Haila Avatirna Haridas. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, the topmost influential Vaishnava, Chaitanya Vallabh, and Vasudev Dutt all appeared in Chatigram. Haridas Thakur appeared in the village of Budhan. Radha Madje Eka Chakra Name Achegram Yanhe Avatirna Nityananda Bhagavan. The Supreme Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared in a village of Eka Chakra in Rad Desh. Hare Pandit Nam Shuddha Vipraraj Mule Sarva Pita Tane Kare Pita Vyaj. The exalted Hare Pandit was the king of the Brahmanas. He was accepted as the father of Lord Nityananda, who was the original father of all. Kripa Sindhu Bhakti Datta Sri Vaishnava Dham Radhe Avatirna Haila Nityananda Ram. The ocean of mercy, the giver of devotional service, and the shelter of all Vaishnavas, Sri Nityananda Ram appeared in Radhandesh. Mahajaya Jaya Dwani Pushpa Varishan Samgope Devatagane Kahilena Takan. At the time of Nityananda's appearance, all the demigods secretly showered flowers and chanted Jai Jai. Pushpavarish. Pushpavarish, shower of flowers. Sedina haite rad mandala sakal puna puna barite lagila sumangal. From that day on, the land of Radha began to prosper and signs of auspiciousness became visible. Trihute Paramananda Purira Prakash Nilachale Janra Sange Ekacha Vilas. Paramananda Puri, who enjoyed pastimes with Lord Gauranga and Nilachala, appeared at Trihut. Ganga Tira Punya Stana Sakala Takite Vaishnava Janma Ye Kene Shochide Shete Apane Haila Avatirna Ganga Tire Sangira Parshare Kene Janma Jena Dure. The banks of the Ganga are most sanctified Punya Stan. Why then would a Vaishnav take birth at an impious place? The Lord appeared on the bank of the Ganga, but why did his associates appear in distant places, far from the Ganga? Jai Jai Desha Ganga Hari Nama Vivarjita Ye Deshe Pandava Nahigila Kadachit Se Savajivere Krishna Vatsalahaya Mahabhakta Sava Janma Yena Agyadiya. Out of compassion, Lord Krishna ordered his great devotees to appear in places where the Ganga does not flow, where the holy names are not chanted, and where the Pandavas did not visit. Samsara tarite Sri Chaitanyavatar Apane Sri Mukhe Kare Jachena Angikar. Sri Chaitanya descended to deliver the entire universe. He has confirmed this with his own words. Shochideshe Shochakule Apana Saman Janmaya Vaishnave Sabare Kare Tran. Lord Gauranga had his devotees, who are equal to him, appear at impious places and in impious families in order to deliver everyone. Jedeshe Jayakule Vaishnavavatare Tanhara Prabhave Laksha Yojana Nistare. In whatever place or family a Vaishnava appears, people for hundreds of thousands of miles around are delivered. Jeshtani Vaishnavgan Karena Vijay Seistana Hayati Punya Tirtamai. Wherever the Vaishnavas go to, that place becomes a sanctified place of pilgrimage. The Vaishnavas play the role of visiting holy places to purify themselves. just to deceive the materialists, while in actuality, the Vaishnavas actually purify those holy places by their visit. Ordinary places become sanctified by the presence of a Vaishnava. Bhavad Vida Bhagavatas Tirthabhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthani Kurvanti Tirthani Santakstena Gadabrita 1.13.10 Bhagavatam. O my Lord, devotees like your good self are verily holy places personified. Why? Because you carry the personality of Godhead in your heart, and thus you turn all places into places of pilgrimage, tirthas. Nateva sarvadeshe nijabhaktagan avatirna kaila Sri Chaitanya Narayana. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya had his associates and devotees appear in different countries. Ananastane avatirna haila bhaktagan navadvipayasi sabar haila milan. Although the devotees appeared in various places, they all met together in Navadvip. Navadvipe haiva prabhuravatar ateva navadvipe milana sabar. Because Gauranga would appear in Navadvip, the devotees all gathered together there. Navadvipe hainegram shibhuvane nai jani avatirna haila chaitanya gosani. There is no place in the three worlds like Navadvip where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Why is it such a great place and superior to all others? Because Sri Gaurahari imparted love of God, which is rarely attained by the demigods, to anyone and everyone without considering whether they were qualified recipients or not. Therefore, the glories of Sri Navadvip Dham are factually incomparable and matchless. Avatari Bena Prabhu Janiya Vidata Sakala Sampurna Kari Tuilena Tata. Knowing that Gauranga would appear, Providence arranged all prosperity and opulence in advance. Navadvipe sampati ke varni bade pare eko ganga gatte laksha loka snana kare. Who can describe the opulences of Navadvip? Navadvipa sampati. 100,000 people would take bath in one bathing ghat. There are 7 muktipuras, 7 cities in India which award liberation. Ayodhya, Avanti or Ujjain, Banaras or Kashi, Dwarka, Haridwar, Mathura, Kanchi, Trividavayaseka Jati Laksha Laksha Saraswati Prasade Sabe Mahadaksha. By the merciful glance of Saraswati, the goddess of learning, hundreds of thousands of children, youths, and old people were expert in the scriptures. Sabe Maha Adyapaka Kari Garavadhare Ambala Kyeo Bhattacharya Sane Kakshagare. Everyone was proud of being great scholars. Even a young boy would challenge his teacher. They would debate on the scriptures. Nanadeshi Haite Loka Navadvipe Jai Navadvipe Padilese Vidyarasapai. Many people came from various provinces to study Navadvip, because by studying there one achieved a taste for education. Ateva padujara nai samuchaya lakshakoti adhyapaka nahika nishchai. Therefore, no one could count the innumerable students and millions of teachers gathered there in Navadvipa. Rama drishti patte sarva loka sukhe vase vyartakala jaya matra vyavahara rase. By the merciful glance of Rama, the goddess of fortune, everyone lived happily in Navadvip. However, they wasted their time in mundane activities. Krishna Ram Bhakti Shunya Sakala Samsar Pratama Kalite Haila Bhavishyachar. The whole universe was devoid of devotion to Krishna and Ram, Balaram, Krishna Ram Bhakti Shunya. And the future symptoms of Kali Yuga were becoming manifest in the beginning of the age. Dharma karma loka sabhe e matra jane mangala chandira gite kare jagarane jagarane jagarane. People's religion consisted of fruitive activities, dharma and karma, and they would stay awake all night chanting prayers to Mangala Chandi, goddess Durga. Dambakari vishahari Puja kon jan putali karaye keho dia bahodan. Some people proudly worshipped Vishahari, the goddess of snakes, and others spent great wealth on idol worship. Putali. Dha nashta kare pucha kanyara vibhai e mata jagatera vyarta kala jai. People wasted money on marriages of their sons and daughters and spoiled their valuable human lives. Sounds like modern dimes. Jeva bhattacharya chakravarti mishra sabha taharao anajane sabha granta anubhav. Even the so-called scholars, Bhattacharyas, Chakravartis, and Mishras, did not know the real meaning of the Shastras. Shastra padaiya sabhe e karma kare shottara sahite jama pashe dubimare. Even after teaching the scriptures, the teachers still engaged in such activities. As a result, both the teachers and the students were punished by Yamaraj. Yamapash Dubi. Navakani Juga Dharma Krishna Kirtan Dosha Vina Gunakaro Nakare Katan. No one explained the religious principle for the age, namely Krishna Kirtan. They only found faults with others. They never dosha vinagun, and they never glorified anyone. Nakare katan. Jeva sabha virakta tapasvi abhimani tan sabara mukeha nahika haridvani. The renunciates, the viragis and tapasvis, ascetics, never chanted the names of Hari. They had so much abhiman. From their mouths, Savara Muke Nahika Haridwani. No one could ever hear Haridwani, the sound of the name Hari, or the holy names of God, coming from the mouths of the Vairagis or Tapasvis. Ativad. Sukriti se sanera samaye Govinda pundarikaksha nama ucharaye. Only the most pious people recite the names of Pundarikaksha and Govinda when they were taking a bath. So oftentimes people bathe, they say, Govinda, 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 Pundrikaksha, or Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari, Henata Narayan, Vasudeva. It was just part of their daily bathing ritual. Vrindavan Das Thakur is painting a very bleak picture of the world of Navadvip Mandal 535 years ago when Lord Chaitanya appeared. People were pretty materialistic, and even so-called Brahmins and spiritual teachers were absorbed in mundane false conceptions and material enjoyment and deva worship. Gita Bhagavata JJ Janite Padai Bhaktira Vyakyana Nai Tara Jivai. Even if someone explained the teachings of Gita or Bhagavatam, they have never mentioned anything about bhakti. Actually, the Gita and Bhagavatam are the crest jewels of all scriptures. That's why Gita is called Gita Upanishad. And Bhagavatam is called Paramahamsa Samhitam, Amalangyanam. And they are as worthy of taking shelter of as Krishna. They are transcendental manifestations of Sri Krishna Kirtan. Hey Mata Vishnu Maya, Mohita Samsar, Dekhi Bhakta Sabaduka Bhavena Apar. Seeing the entire world illusion by the Lord's external energy in this way, all the devotees felt unlimited distress. The devotees were thinking, Kemane e jiva sabha pahibe udhar. Vishaya sukete sava majila samsar. Bali leo keha nahi laya krishna nam. Niravari vidyakula karina vyakyan. Swakarya karina sava bhagavata gan. Krishna puja gangasnan krishna narakatan. The devotees and pious religious people of Navadvip were thinking about these degraded times and saying, oh, how will these people be delivered? Jivodhar. The whole world is simply absorbed in material enjoyment. Vishaya sukete. The happiness of sense enjoyment. Majila samsara. They're all submerged in the samsara. People will not chant the names of Krishna, even if they are told to. Rather, they constantly glorify their education, their good birth. The great devotees, however, follow their prescribed duties like worshipping Krishna, bathing in Ganga, and discussing topics of Krishna. Sabe mele jagatere kariyashivad shigra krishna chandrakara sabare prasad. All the pious Vaishnava devotees of the Lord in Navadvip bestow their blessings, Ashivad, on the people of the world. And they pray to Krishna, oh Krishna Chandra, please quickly come and bestow your mercy on these most unfortunate people of Kali Yuga, trapped in the meshes of sense gratification. Se Navadvipe Vaise. Vaishnava, Vaishnav Agraganya, Advaita Charyanam, Sarva Loke Danya. At that time, Advaita Charya was residing in Navadvip. He was the topmost Vaishnava glorified throughout the world. Gyan Bhakti Vairagyera, Guru Mukhyatar, Krishna Bhakti Vikanite, Jai Haina Shankar. Sri Advaitacharya was the most respected teacher, Mukhya, Guru Mukhya, Mukhyatar. He was expert as Lord Shiva, Shankar, in explaining Krishna Bhakti with knowledge and renunciation, Gyan, Bhakti, Vairagya. Shivavana yachi jata shastra prachar sarvatra vakani krishna pada bhakti sar. Sri Advaitacharya explained all the scriptures that are found in the three worlds, and he concluded in his teachings that Krishna bhakti to the lotus feet of Krishna is the essence of all teachings. Shastra prachar. And he gave this vakane. Krishna pada bhakti sar. Devotion of Krishna pada bhakti sar. The essence of all truths, the essence of all shastras and spiritual teachings is to, one should lovingly surrender to, serve, remember, and take shelter of the beautiful lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Krishna pada bhakti sar. Tulasi manjari sahita ganga jale nirvari seve krishne mahakutuhale. Sri Vaitacharya would enthusiastically worship Krishna with tulsi manjaris and ganga jal. Hunkara karaye krishnave aveshara teje ye dvani brahmanda bedi vaikunte te bhaje. Advaitacharya loudly called out for Krishna in great spiritual ecstasy. Krishna Vesh Teje. He was absorbed in a very powerful way, Teja. Great spiritual ecstasy absorbed in Krishna. That sound vibration, that dwani, pierced the covering of the universe and was heard in Vaikuntha planets. Jai Premera Hunkara Shunina Krishnanath Krishna Vashayapane Jai Haila Sakshat. On hearing Advaita Prabhu's loud cries of love, Hunkara Prem, Krishnanath personally appeared, for he is controlled by the love of his devotees. Ateva Advaita Vaishnava Agraganya Nikila Brahmande Janra Bhakti Jogadanya. Therefore, Advaitacharya is a Vaishnava Agraganya, the best of all the Vaishnavas. There is no comparison to Advaitacharya's bhakti in the entire universe. He mat Advaitavas Vayesena Nadiyaya Bhakti Yoga Shunya Loka Deki Dukkapai. Advaitacharya resided in Nadia district, but he felt very unhappy, great distress, seeing the people devoid of all bhakti. The pathetic condition of those materialists who were averse to Hari worship caused excessive pain to the heart of Advaitacharya. Sakala samsara matta vyavahara rase Krishna puja, Krishna bhakti, karo nahi vase. Everyone in the entire world was engaged in materialistic activities. They're all mad. Samsara mata vyavahara ras. They're all mad in the pursuit of samsara, tasting the ras. No one was interested in worshipping Krishna puja or Krishna bhakti. People's tastes were so perverted that they were simply interested in worldly activities with no inclination for the worship of Lord Hari. Vashuli pujaye kena nana upahari madhyamamsh diyakeya jaksha pujakari. Some people worship Vashuli or Chandi Durga with various ingredients, and some people worship the yakshas with meat and wine. Niravadi Nityagita Vadya Kolahala Nashune Krishnaranam Parama Mangala. People would constantly dance, sing, and play musical instruments in a great commotion. But they never heard the supremely auspicious names of Krishna. Dancing, singing, and playing instruments for the service of Krishna are forms of cultivating Krishna consciousness. By such processes, the living entity is supremely benefited. Krishna Shunya Mangale Devera Nai Sukha Vishesha Dvaitamane Paya Maraduga. Devotees headed by Vaitacharya were distressed on seeing the people engaged in so-called auspicious activities that were not related to Krishna. Sabhave Advaita Bharakaranya Hridai Jivera Udhara Chinte Haiya Sadai. By nature, the heart of Advaitacharya was full of compassion. Karuna Hridai Sabhave, that was his actual bhav. So he mercifully contemplated how to deliver the living entities. Jivera Udhara Chinte. Mura Prabhu Asijari Kari Avatar Tavihai Esakala Jivera Udhar. If my Lord descends, thought Advaitacharya, then all these fallen souls will be delivered. Tavita Advaita Singha Amara Bhadhai Vaikuntha Vallabhajari Dekana Hetai. My name is Advaita Singha. Will be justified when I cause the descent of the beloved Lord of Vaikuntha. Aniya Vaikuntha Nath Sakshat Kariya Nachiva Gaiba Sarva Jiva Udariya. Advaitacharya was thinking, I will make the Lord of Vaikuntha appear in this world. And we will dance, chant, and thus deliver the fallen living entities. Niravadiye mata sankapa kariya sevena Sri Krishna para ekachittahaya. With this determination, Advaitacharya constantly served the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chandra with fixed mind. Advaitara karane chaitanya avatar. Se Prabhu Kai Jachen Barabar. Lord Chaitanya repeatedly confirmed that he appeared in this world due to the desire of Sri Advaita Prabhu. Se Navadvipe Vaise Pandita Shivas Janhara Mandire Hoila Chaitanya Vilas. Shiva's Pandit resided in Navadvip. Lord Chaitanya enjoyed many pastimes in the courtyard of his house, chanting the holy name of the Lord. His Shiva Sangam is considered non-different from Sri Vrindavan. Sarvakala Chari Bhai Gaya Krishnanam Sri Kala Karaye Krishna Puja Gangasnan. Shivas Pandit and his three brothers, Sri Ram, Sri Pati, and Sri Nidhi, continually chanted the names of Krishna. Shivas, Sri Ram, Vas Ram, Pati, and Nidhi. They would take three baths daily in Ganga and then worship Lord Krishna.